And now we're going to go for something that is very useful for people. It's going back a little bit in time to skills that we seem to have dropped off the wagon on the way along. And I'm joined in studio by Ashley Madden on a subject called Life Hacks. Which Hiya, is a good Marian. Title. How are you? You're very welcome to studio.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great
You're
to be
about
here.
Doing kind of things your granny did that are very sensible and they
well,
work.
Yes. I mean, there's lots of things out there that we've forgotten about that are very useful little life hacks. Best thing about social media is they're actually getting revived now. So people are kind of posting little YouTube videos of them coming up with these new discoveries that aren't so new at all, actually. Their grannies were probably doing them like 50,
right.
60 years ago.
The old ashes on the...
Well, now that is one that I only found out about last week with one of your researchers when she rang, because I am a baking soda junkie, so I use that on everything. Until she said about this ashes, and to be fair, I was raising my eyes to heaven, kind of didn't really believe her, and then I got my wet kitchen towel, dipped it into the ashes from the wood-burning stove, and I literally just wiped the glass on the wood-burning stove, and it came off like without even scrubbing. Like at all, whereas the baking soda normally I'd leave a paste on for maybe 10 minutes and then wipe it off. It's still, it would take a little bit of rubbing to get it off, but the ashes, I couldn't believe it. Like rubbing ashes onto something that's dirty to clean it doesn't really make sense, but it works.
It works,
so
it works.
It's great. Yeah.
And wood burning stove people share that secret.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, I was looking for a hack because my own wood-burning stove, the glass came out of one of the doors and the little screw that holds the glass in is stuck in. So I was looking for a hack to get rid of the screw and I've tried everything. It hasn't worked. So if any of your listeners has any idea to let me know, because Google doesn't have the answer. But it's funny because we're
very
talking...
odd when Google doesn't have the answer.
I know, yeah. But so the ashes works great. And like I was saying earlier on, I use baking soda for everything. And so when there's two ways of using it. You can use it dry and sprinkle it on things, or you make a paste. So
Sprinkle it on the dog, you sprinkle it on the couch.
We'll talk about that now in a second. But yeah, so the baking soda paste is like 50-50 water and baking soda. So basically, baking soda's only got one ingredient, sodium bicarbonate. So it's very, very, you know, for hardly any chemicals, and it's non-toxic. Sure, it's so non-toxic you can even eat it.
Yeah.
So the paste now works on scuff and crayon marks, cleans jewellery, cleans your knives and forks, tiles and grouting, greasy ovens, works on everything, and it also cleans your teeth. So one of the things that I would do is if you run out of, mouthwash, you can make the paste to brush your teeth, but then if you dilute the paste with a little bit more water and gargle it, because bicarbonate of soda is a deodorizer and a cleaner, if you've had a really stinky plate of garlic chips or whatever, you know, a little while beforehand, the baking soda actually gets in there, cleans your mouth and actually gets rid of any nasty, stinky
smells.
You
know the way the world went mad? Well, the shoe world went mad a couple of years ago and they decided that all soles had to be white. At the bottom of trainers, at the bottom of shoes, at the bottom of... There's this platform of white, which, needless to say, gets dirty.
It does. It's on all the runners, all right.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're into wearing your trainers and you want them to... If you spend a couple of £100 on a pair of trainers, you want them to be looking nice and shiny at all times.
Would the bread soda work on that?
It's perfect for them, actually.
Okay.
And also, so is WD-40, gets rid of kind of scuff marks as well. But that's another one of my... go-to kind of hacks. So with the other thing I like to do with the baking soda, because it's a deodorizer, you can make your own little deodorizer sachets, which can be put anywhere. So what I'd like to do, or what I normally would do, is I put a tablespoon of baking soda into a little bit of fabric, tie it up with an elastic band, and then you can pop that into the back of your fridge to get rid of nasty fridge smells. You can throw it into the back of a musty cupboard. You can put it into a pair of stinky old shoes. You can throw it into the boot of your car and it gets rid of the smell. And it doesn't, you know, replace the smell with flowery scents.
I know, I hate those things.
It neutralises them, so it's much better for the environment as well. And so when it comes to personal hygiene, you know, there's a couple of things. I was researching this and I noticed that people use baking soda instead of deodorant. So I did try this morning, and so far so good. It wouldn't be my go-to thing, you know, because it'd be a bit embarrassing if it didn't work. But yeah. Yes, that's one element of personal hygiene that baking soda rocks at. And then, have you noticed how lovely and shiny my hair
Beautiful.
Is?
Beautiful.
Well, thank you very much, Marion. This morning, again, another, you know, send me in to try out all of these hacks. It's gas. So this morning, Marion, I put some dried baking soda in on the roots and left it there for around 10 minutes. And then when I had my shower, I put another load of baking soda in with my shampoo and I made a paste and I washed my hair. Now, first thing this morning, I went for a walk with my dog and I met a friend who has Marilyn Monroe hair. And she said, "Are you mad, Madden?" She said, "You're going to end up with hair like mine." So I got a little bit scared that I was going to end up with bleached blonde hair. But it works a treat and it makes it nice and shiny. It actually squeaks when you're washing it out.
All
it's
right,
so shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't do it all the time. I'd probably do it maybe once a month just in case it's stripped too much of the oils out of your hair.
Yeah.
But it's great when you've got a build-up. If you've been using the same shampoo for any length of time,
yes.
You get a residue and a build-up. So maybe once a month. And also, when it comes to personal hygiene, the baking soda also works on the old dog as well. So
yeah, and works for dog hairs.
Well, the dog hairs is best with a little damp rubber glove.
All right.
But when it comes to the doggies, I don't know about you if you've any dogs, but I have a lovely little doggie. I bring him for a walk up Cliney Hill every day. Unfortunately, there's foxes up Cliney Hill and they like to leave their little number twos around the place, and all doggies love to rub themselves around in fox poo. Sorry. But the best thing to get rid of that smell, and believe me, it is the most disgusting smell on the planet, is to pre-treat your dog with the baking soda paste. And because baking soda, like I said, cleans and deodorizes,
yeah,
and neutralizes the smell, I'd leave that on for around 10 minutes and then wash off as normal using your normal doggy shampoo, and it's
right.
Great.
You're great. And all of those things are very, very good, because sometimes the smell of cleaners would knock you out. It's nearly as bad as what it's replacing, if you know what I mean.
And also there's so much chemicals in all of the products. So it's nice to be able to use one ingredient that does it all.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Ashley Madden, Life Hacks. And thank you very, very much indeed.